Right now, though, I want to talk about Kerry County Council, because the council have been urged to install commemorative manhole covers in West Kerry. Fianna Fáil councillor Brian Don Fitzgerald made the plea at the recent meeting of the Castle Island Kirkcagreena Municipal District meeting, and he's with me on the line. Councillor Fitzgerald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
What is a commemorative manhole cover, and why do you want them put in West Kerry?
Just before we talk on that, Jerry, could I just pay credit to the wonderful teams of the Coast Guard and the RNLI and Valentia Island Lifeboat and the Dingle Cliff and Coast Rescue and all the local fishermen who assisted in the rescue yesterday of the 14 fishermen on board the trawler that went aground just by being bombed there.
Yeah.
Conditions were terrible all day yesterday here, and for the 14 men to be rescued by the safeguard, by the Cliff and Sea and the helicopter, it's just a credit to the work that they do, and it must be stated at all times that they do put their own lives in danger always. So Jerry, I know if I didn't say that and people say, heard me talk about commemorative manhole covers,
yeah,
they'd say, my goodness, what is he doing inside there?
They deserve all the praise they're getting this morning, that's for sure.
Yes, and can I just say, I know that people would be wondering about the if there would be an oil spill and stuff. I do know that the Harbour Master and the Department of Marine have put an oil spill protocol has been activated. The salvage and the cleanup is to begin as soon as possible. I haven't had any update now, but I will be keeping an eye on that. But everything that can be done will be done to ensure that damage is limited to the very minimum, Jerry. Yeah. Okay.
And hopefully that is the case.
Absolutely. The commemorative manhole covers was a motion that I put down in November. I think at our meeting of Castle Island Kirkcagreena Municipal District, just a few people from the Historical Society had been saying it to me that there was, I think, maybe one or two manhole covers around the town that had a scene depicted of the tricolour being raised outside the GPO in 1916. So I tried to do a little bit of I suppose research on it, and these were commissioned during the decade of commemoration, and I don't have a full list of the different types of the manhole or the scenes that are on the covers, but what I've asked for is that if we are, I suppose, replacing the manhole covers in or around the Dingle Peninsula, that these manhole covers with scenes of historical significance be used. I've kind of found out since then that you can actually also commission new scenes. So maybe a scene of the Cliff and Rescue and the boats, something kind of, I suppose, appropriate to Dingle, maybe Fungi the Dingle Dolphin, Mihalmer Hurtig, something like that could be put down if a scheme and if funding was available in future. I do think it's an opportunity. People would be walking around the town, they see the manhole covers, and if there is an opportunity to maybe put a historical significant occasion on them, then I think we should use the opportunity to do that, Jerry.
These are things that they're in place for years. They're all around us in the community, and they're hard wearing and they last the test of time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose, unfortunately, a lot of us, when because it rains quite often, we do actually keep our heads looking down on the footpath before us. So maybe a lot of people notice what's on the footpaths before they notice what's up in the air. So why not use these? They are there, as you said, they're going to be there for a long time. And if we do get an opportunity to, I suppose, highlight different important historical occasions on these covers, then we should. And as I said, why not use the opportunity? Look, fishing in Dingle, if or Dingle is synonymous with fishing and the sea, so why not kind of mark the historical significance?
You would link it to that, would you, in terms of the history of it?
Of course, the Naoimh Óg, say, here, the Dingle Regatta, the Dingle races, as I said, Micheál Mór Shórtaigh. I know in the new road, the inner relief road of Dingle, up along the walls, there's different quotes of some of the authors from the Blasket Islands. So the thing, I suppose, that I would be looking to do is, if the council has an opportunity to replace existing manhole covers, that they use these commemorative manhole covers, and if at all possible, if a new scheme opens up, maybe we put a vote out there, or request out there to the public to see what should people, or what do people think should be put on a manhole cover that's going to go down and be in place for a long time.
Yeah, and would there be a cost implication to this going on?
The cost implication, I think, in the region of 5,000 to 10,000, I would say. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, these, if they are going to be replaced, then we do it when it is going to be replaced, and as far as I'm aware, that the last time it was done, there was state aid from the department available to do it, Jerry. So of course I would not be looking to waste any money. But if there is a scheme there to do it, then I do think we should do it.
What kind of response did you get from the council? Will they look into it?
Yes, the council have said just exactly what I said. They would be, of course, interested in that, but dependent on the type of funding available, that they would not, that they would, of course, be first of all seeing that if there was funding available, and if there was funding available, they would be willing to do it.
Yeah, and would it be, and if you said this already, would there be a company involved here? Would it be commissioned by an artist? Would it be some element of outside involvement from that point of view on the design element of it?
They did not go into that level of detail, Jerry, but yeah. I think that the manhole covers are produced by a company, and what would be done would be, of course, that maybe that there would be a competition,
a design element to it.
Something like that, yes.
Okay, all right, Brian Don, interesting idea. We'll see what happens with that, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to me in the programme this morning about it.
And Jerry, while I'm here as well, could I just put in a very important call just for the Minister for Marine and the Agriculture to stand with our fishing industry and our fishermen after the decision by the EU Council at the weekend. There will be significant cuts to the quotas because four countries blocked the use of the Hague preferences by Ireland. The Hague preferences were designed so that if there were cuts to fisheries quotas, as most of the fish that was being discussed is being fished in Irish waters, Ireland would get a significant increase from other countries. Countries like France, Germany and Poland and Netherlands blocked this occurring last Friday. So nearly 100 million of cuts will be implemented in the Irish industry.
Tons out of the 210 tons that we have in the quota, that will be cut next year, 57,000. 100,000, a significant portion of that, and that means jobs. That, and I know Seafood Alliance are saying could be up to 100 million, as you say, a possible loss of 200 million when processing, logistics and export value are included in that.
You're spot on there, Gerry. And in fairness, I do know that across the political divide, every single person is calling on the Irish government and the minister to stand with the fishing industry, put in place a comprehensive package of supports immediately, and if possible, challenge the outcome of this. It has to be looked at, and we must do everything that we can. Thank you for the opportunity to stay, no problem.
All right, that's Brandon Fitzgerald there talking about that worrying development at the EU Commission level, all sorts of ramifications out of that. 70% drop perhaps maybe in Ireland's mackerel catch, 41% decrease in blue whiting from that deal, and there's calls to try and reverse it. We'll see what happens. If you have a view, get in touch.